أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected elders and brothers, alhamdulillah. Once more, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us this tawfiq to come together here to discuss our deen, how we can become better Muslims, how we can become better mu'mins, how our akhlaq can be improved, how we can benefit from our elders, so that our dunya is also made, our qabr is also made, and our akhirat is also made. See, huh? I have here now, so we have got to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more tawfiq Allah will give us. We've got to say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat, alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. It's only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here. We are not here by our own strength. Whomever Allah gives tawfiq, he is the one that will come here. At this moment, there are so many people that are gone to different places. Some, alhamdulillah, have gone to the Americas to go and listen to the bayan. Some are engaged in ibadat. And there are those also that have gone to the marketplaces, to the malls, and to the dome, to all those type of places. Allah Ta'ala give them also tawfiq. Deenu an-nasiha. We must have goodness, goodwill, ikhlas, sincerity, well-wishing for each and every person in the dunya, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. The person that is there on the street and she or he is not a good person in our eyes, don't look down upon him. We must say to Allah, Allah, alhamdulillah, you have saved us. But at the same time, his amal are bad. He himself or she herself is not bad. Yes. So we must make dua for hidayat for everybody, per person. Hidayat for the Muslims also, for the people who have iman also, that Allah give them stronger iman, and Allah Ta'ala give them tawfiq to do good amal. And those who haven't got iman, Allah give them also iman. That is our work, inshallah. Wal asri, inna l'insana lafi qusr, illa alladhina amanu, wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil haq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. The entire Quran's gist and meaning is contained in this. This is like a capsule, this wal asr. The whole Quran is in wal asr. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. I have here nazam apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. Rise and cry before your master. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Enliven your heart by crying and weeping in sajda. The closest that a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa sajidun, while he's making sajda. Aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu bi rabbihi wa billahi wa huwa sajidun. When he is in the sajda, he's the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the time to make dua. When a person makes dua in the sajda, it cannot happen that Allah ta'ala does not accept his dua, inshallah. Then, as it says, ruhako noor taqwa se tu shadakar. Ruhako noor taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Let your soul find happiness by you attaining your noor of taqwa. Taqwa, when a person has taqwa, he's got noor. And also your nafs is an enemy. It is an enemy, disappointed. Don't make it happy. Don't satisfy it. Then as it says, dil ko noor khuda se tu abad kar. When a person must make his heart abad, alive, enliven your heart through the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Noor khuda se tu abad kar, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Aur gunahon ke khwahish ko barbad karo, and destroy the urge of committing vice and sins. Hazrat Wala says further, hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Let this tongue become a praising tongue. Let us praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by making hamd all the time. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Aur farmaya, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Let your forehead become a prostrating sajda making forehead. And how? By going into sajda and making lots of sajda. One sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to be with me in Jannah? Then help me by making a lot of sajdas. Rasulullah says, قَلْبُ جَانْكُ تُو اُسْ دَرْبَ عَبَّادَ كَرْ اور سُكُونِ دِلُ جَانْكُ خَلَّادَ كَرْ. Let your heart and your soul become devotees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, let sukoon, peace, harmony, peace, serenity become permanent in your life. Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Apne khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. And oh akhtar, destroy your passions and your pleasures. That is the thing that destroys us. Pleasures and passions. Apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. And in this way, let your heart become alive with making Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala happy. With pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said, we must please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as much as we need Allah ta'ala. If we need Allah ta'ala so little, then we must please Allah so little. But if we need Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time, forever and forever, then we must make Allah ta'ala very, very happy. Aur guna tum, jitna tum ke tumhare andar azab ke sehne ki taqat hai, uske mutabik tum guna karo. The amount of guna, Allah ta'ala's azab a person can bear, that is the amount of guna he must make. If a person can bear lots of azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he must carry on making gunas. And if he can't, then he must not sin. Also, make gunas in that place where Allah ta'ala doesn't see you. How beautiful are these words of our Buzurganity. That make guna where? Commit sins where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot see you. And make so much mehnat in the dunya for the time that you are going to live in the dunya. And make so much mehnat for the akhirat and efforts for the akhirat for the time you are going to, for the amount of time, length of time we are going to stay in the akhirat. Allah give us all hidayat inshaAllah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ تے نور روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر
جزاكم الله خيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان لله كان الله له وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama Ikram, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us once again. As Mawlana has said, that these feet have not come on their own accord, rather it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has brought us over here. Ye qadam utte nahi uthaya jate hai. And we are very, very blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us amongst His lovers. And what are the purposes of these gatherings? We know for those people who have been frequenting, coming to these majalis, that in these majalis, the talks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take place, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rekindled, the spirit to practice upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again becomes alive. These are such gatherings where the angels throng, haffat alihimul malaika, and they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa dhakarahumullahu fiman indak, that these gatherings are spoken about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercy descends upon this gathering. So, and we find the sakina, this tranquility that comes upon this gathering and upon our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to further our actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Maulana had said, that these gatherings are such where we learn how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we get a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to the intentions that we make, and we refresh our intentions, why we are sitting here, our purpose is to learn the deen, our purpose is to how we can practice upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that we can spread it on to those that are close to us and those that are far from us. Also, we find that this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very great thing. And one person I read on his WhatsApp message or something, it says that love changes everything. And really in entirety, if you find that the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they had come in the proximity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when this love had come into their hearts for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find that for them to sacrifice, everything became easy. Not only it became easy, it also became enjoyable. So this love changes everything. And in sitting in these gatherings and hearing the talks of the ulama ikram, how to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we practice upon this, then when the love comes, then not only will this deen become easy to practice upon, but it will become enjoyable. And many of us have tasted this enjoyment that we have got. So this sacrifice that, mashallah, the ulama have made, Hazrat has made for us, this is a chain that has passed on from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it would be, it's a bit of a harsh word to use, but it would be rather selfish on our side, that after taking such benefit from the ulama, from the sacrifice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all the ulama ikram, the Rabbaniyin, and now that we have tasted and we've got the sweetness first of Iman and of Islam, and this benefits that we have, and we keep it to ourselves and we're not going to be passing it on, then it is a very, very great injustice upon us. And the sacrifices that they have made, Hazrat himself, his sacrifices throughout the world, now due to his ill health, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamira, then this, we will say, this responsibility is each and every one of us. Rather, this responsibility has come from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this responsibility, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, not only the ulama, but each and every one of the believers. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful deen, the beautiful practices that we have, it is an amanat, it is a trust that we should convey. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that even if you know one aspect of deen, you become duty bound to give this one little bit of deen that you know to spread it on to another person and to pass it on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we, sitting in this majalis, we renew our purpose of intention, we sit with an open heart, we open the ears of our hearts to listen to the bayans, the discourses that have been given, and we put ourselves forward for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for His deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for the propagation of His deen. One very, very great amal that a person can make, especially in these troubling times, is the amal of istighfar, of turning in repentance and forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat al-kareema which I had said, which I recited, the loose translation of it is, that fa'alam, that know very well, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very beautifully Mawlana has recited in the Qiraat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had fashioned you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you, and in different forms and creations and features, this is that very, very great and unique being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So know well that there is no none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Thereafter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, then you turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your sins, for the mistakes that you have made. And we are well aware of the mistakes from morning to evening. We are drowning in sins and mistakes that we have made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us to this point that don't think that you are free from sin. Don't think we are Mr. Somebody or Mrs. Somebody, that we are completely in sin. So in order to gain this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, not only for yourself, but also for the entire believing men and the believing women. So from this we find that the benefit of istighfar is not only confined to oneself, but by making istighfar for the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has an effect on the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one, there are many, many benefits of making istighfar for oneself and for others also. But that will inshallah we'll enumerate on another occasion. However, another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the benefits of making istighfar. وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who loves when his creation turned to him in forgiveness. And the benefit of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in return for it, وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, that in this difficult time that we are facing, that we are having a water crisis, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give beneficial rains to you. إِنَّهُ كَانْ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you with regards to your wealth also, with regards to your children also. The numerous problems that the people are facing financially throughout the world, the problems that people are facing with their families, they said, a great solution and a great treasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to turn in repentance and forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how does one turn in repentance and forgiveness? Very, very simple. A person, is not necessary that you pick up your hand, but that feeling that you have of remorse in your heart when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I have wronged myself, I have not listened to what you have, I have not been in obedience, so please forgive me. And from now, oh Allah, I will try to the best of my ability to try and please you. This is sufficient. Thereafter, a person should take it forward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this istighfar very, very easy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal and take benefit from this great act of istighfar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. InshaAllah.